أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. On the subject of forgiveness, let's today look at how we are able to amend the injustices we do to others. There's an ayah of Quran and you can look at it at Surah Al-Fajr, Surah number 89. And then look at ayah 14. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Most surely your Rabb is watching and waiting. And when Imam Sadiq was commenting on this verse, he says this refers to a bridge on the path to salvation that does not allow passage to anyone who has committed injustice to another. Imam Baqir narrates that when his father, Imam Sajjad, was approaching death, he hugged his son closely to his chest and he said, "Oh my son, I'm advising you of the same thing that my father advised me in his will when he was approaching death, and the same thing that he said his father advised him. Oh my son, beware of wronging one who has no helper against you but Allah." So how do I put things right? If I have wronged someone, let's start with if I have taken something from them. Well, the easiest thing is to return it. But what if I can't return it? What happens if by returning it, I am belittled in his or her eyes? Then I must make sure that they get the equivalent of what I've taken in a way where they don't realize that I have given it. If I can't even do that, then there is something called radd mazalim, which means to rub out the injustices I've done. And that literally means to be able to give in charity the equivalent or more of what I have taken from that person. This also applies to hurting them, belittling them, talking down to them, talking about them. How do I put that right? The first step is a simple sorry, to go and say, "I'm really sorry. I have done something that I'm not very proud of." But if that is not possible, and there shouldn't be any reason why it isn't, then also the same thing, to be able to do equivalent good deeds to the amount we have hurt them. You cannot put any amount on heartbreak, but you can try. Imam Sadiq says, whoever has committed an injustice to someone and then loses him and is not able to compensate for the harm he has caused should ask forgiveness from Allah for the wronged one, and any sins he might have committed, for that will count in exchange of his own sin of injustice. To remember them in every salah, to remember them in Salatul Layl, these are the sort of things we do to people whom we have wronged. And it's only not only those whom we have wronged. Imam Sadiq says, he who commits an act of injustice, as well as the one who aids him and the one who endorses it, they're all equally held accountable for it. We cannot watch injustice happening without raising our voices, without doing something about it. The gravity of this is highlighted by the Prophet when he said, "He who excuses a wrongdoer for the act of injustice he has committed, Allah will impose someone on him who will wrong him. And when he calls out to Allah, he will not answer him, nor will he forgive him for his iniquity." So many times we just sit and watch when we know that the plea for help of somebody who is oppressed against his oppressor is answered. You just don't want anybody raising their hands to divinity saying, "I need help against such and such a person." And assisting someone who is being oppressed or who needs help, the reward is greater than fasting and keeping vigil in a mosque for a whole month. So bottom line, return what does not belong to you. Number two, if you've hurt someone, say sorry. And if they cannot forgive you and you cannot say sorry for whatever reason, do some good in their name and continually ask divinity for forgiveness for them and for yourself. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq, the ability to be able to be those who are able to amend their injustices. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.